Before we wrap, Sarah, I want to acknowledge a few of the lighter stories from today that we touched on but didn't fully develop. The Any Human Ever Project, drawing a random life from all humans who have ever lived, has 602 points and 282 comments, making it one of the highest scored items today. It's an interactive piece that generates a statistical portrait of a random historical human being, and the thread's reaction says a lot about why HN values this kind of work. It combines real demographic and historical research with a user interface that makes that research viscerally human in a way that no academic paper achieves.
The Unusual Suspects interactive game from Neil. Fun got 168 points, and it's the kind of project the HN community loves to see: elegant design, clear concept, executed with evident care. The Reactor Atlas Project, a mapped database of nuclear reactors globally, is a smaller show HN, but fills a genuine information gap for anyone doing energy policy research or just wanting to understand the actual geographic distribution of nuclear generation capacity. And the Porcelain Insulator Collector's World of Mud is, I'm happy to report, exactly what it sounds like: a deep niche hobbyist community that the HN front page occasionally surfaces to the delight of everyone involved.
The Hook Switch to Grave essay traces the arc of telephone technology from the physical hook switch mechanism to the end of the public switched telephone network. And it's a well-crafted piece of technical history writing that deserves more attention than its 30-point score suggests. And the virtual threads for a scripting language in Java 8 without Loom, that is from the Jactyl project, is a small engineering achievement worth noting. Implementing cooperative multitasking in a JVM language targeting Java 8 compatibility, achieving something close to virtual thread semantics without the project Loom infrastructure that requires Java 21. It's the kind of engineering constraint solving that gets filed under impressive in the HN community's informal taxonomy.
Now, our time capsule moment. A few months ago on this show, we reported on what was described as Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Marcus and I have done some hard thinking about that one, because the Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of miles from any Ukrainian-held territory, and there is no credible military pathway for Ukrainian forces to conduct naval strikes there. We reported it because it appeared in a reputable-seeming context, and we should have asked more questions before giving it airtime. We were wrong, and we're saying so explicitly.
That's a good discipline to maintain. It's easy in a fast-moving news environment to transmit claims that seem plausible without running them against the basic geographic and logistical reality check they need. We'll do better.
Looking across today's stories as a whole, the through line I keep returning to is the question of what we've actually validated versus what we've assumed. Julia's design was validated by researchers who had a specific problem and measured whether the language solved it. The artificial beaver dams were validated by counting salmon. The Cerebra's speed claim is measurable, but the assumption that agentic AI is architecturally ready for broad deployment, that one hasn't been validated yet in the ways that matter. The German incident is a data point that deserves more weight than it'll probably receive.
Everything we covered today originated in the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. The GPT-6 Astra thread alone has over 1,600 comments from researchers, practitioners, and sharp-eyed critics asking exactly the questions that mainstream coverage tends to skip. If any story from today caught your attention, the electric aircraft, the beaver dams, the dot name termination, the Xanadu essays, the full articles, and the community discussion are waiting for you there. The comments are the product.
A sincere word of thanks before we close. This podcast is generated with the help of Claude Code from Anthropic, which handles the script production and automation that makes a daily show like this feasible, and Perplexity, which powers the real-time topic discovery and research that surfaces stories like today's lineup. These tools genuinely make this show possible, and we're grateful for them. If you're interested in geopolitics, markets, and world events beyond the tech lens, check out IntelliJix Daily News. It's our companion show covering the broader current events context that often frames the technology stories we cover here.
Have a good Friday. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back Monday with whatever the community surfaces over the weekend. Based on today's trajectory, I expect it'll be interesting.